The Lawmakers. This is a report by the men who make your laws, members of the state legislature and the Congress. Each week at this time, the Fetzer Broadcasting Company invites two lawmakers from Western Michigan to present their views on public policy to our listeners. Our guests for this 22nd transcribed broadcast in the series are State Representatives Uriel S. Acker and Wade Van Valkenburg of Kalamazoo. They will be interviewed by Dr. Willis Dunbar, Director of Public Affairs for the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.
When the state legislature adjourned early on the morning of May 21st, they left unpassed the appropriation bills for the University of Michigan, Michigan State College, the College of Mines, and the four teachers' colleges. I'm going to begin by asking Mr. Acker if he will explain to us in some detail just how it happened that these bills were left unpassed.
Well, Dr. Dunbar, after 4.5 months of study by the Ways and Means Committee, the bill for these colleges was reported out and passed by the House and sent to the Senate. The Senate amended it by adding upwards of $2 million. The House refused to concur in the amendments, and the conference committee of three senators and three House members was appointed. And along towards morning, reported they could not agree, and another was appointed. About 7 o'clock in the morning, the Senate reported they had completed their work and was about to adjourn. The Speaker called their attention to the fact that a conference was in progress, but the Senate adjourned just the same. And so the conference committee senators had no one to report to, and the House then adjourned, leaving the education bill stranded.
Well, what are these colleges going to do? They'll have to have some money to operate next year.
Of course, they must have money for the next fiscal year. However, there is nothing to be alarmed about, for the legislature will meet again on June 23rd, and the appropriation bill will be passed. The money for the next fiscal year, which begins on July 1st, so there is plenty of time, but the bill must pass, for we cannot think of closing the schools.
Well, now, Mr. Acker, I'd like to ask you another question, if I may. What about the financial situation of the state as it is now? We've heard a lot about it. Would you care to give us your view of just where the state stands financially?
Well, no one can tell, Dr. Dunbar, just what the state receipts will be. A great deal depends on what the sales will amount to. According to the Budget Department report, the request from the various departments, boards and agencies that serve the people were in round numbers $342 million, and the probable expenditures will be $285 million. This far exceeds the appropriation for last year, which amounted to about $255 million. With the diversion amendment leaving the state only 22 cents of the sales tax dollar, and the people demanding more and more each year, it is probable that some new taxes will have to be sought. I wish I knew which the people would rather have, cut down the appropriations for education, public health, mental hygiene, public welfare, safety and defense, adult corrections, to fit the revenues, or add taxes to match the expenditures. Personally, I do not want any new taxes, but we must have one or the other, for we cannot have our cake and eat it too.
I suppose, Mr. Acker, since you've been home, you've talked to people a good deal about whether we should have more taxes or cut down on these expenditures. What do they seem to think, as far as you've been able to gauge opinion?
Well, as far as I can see, they don't want to cut down on the services that they're receiving, but they don't want any taxes.
Well, as you said, though, they can have their cake and eat it, too. I suppose, in the end, you men who sit in the legislature will just have to take the thing in your own hands and do the thing that seems to you wisest and best. Isn't that right?
That's about what we can have to do.
In regard to these college appropriations that we were talking about a moment ago, I presume that this second conference committee will reach some sort of an agreement by June 23rd, and probably both houses will go along with it.
Yes, they'll have to have some kind of an agreement on this matter because we'll have to pass the bill.
Have you any explanation of why it was that the House and the Senate were so far apart, $2 million, I believe, on these appropriations? What happened? Why was that?
Well, I don't know. The Senate just added on a couple million dollars, and of course the House wouldn't concur with it. And
you don't know any particular reason for it?
No, I don't.
You are a member of the Ways and Means Committee, aren't you, Mr. Acker?
Yes, I am.
I wonder, Mr. Van Valkenburg, if you, as a representative not on that committee, would care to say something about the work of that committee.
Yes, I would, Dr. Dunbar. The citizens of Michigan certainly owe a great debt of gratitude to Mr. Acker and to the other members of that committee. They worked many long and tedious hours attempting to make money available go as far as possible in the places where it is most needed. It is certainly no easy task to listen to department heads and managers of institutions day after day who feel that their particular department of government is the most vital and should have all the money they request, or there would be dire consequences as a result.
Mr. Van Valkenburg, have you any general observations to make in regard to the recent session?
Yes, in a way, it has been a very exhausting one, due to the fact that we had a constant struggle between two opposing theories of government. On one side was the extreme left, who advocated socialistic legislation, and the other, the extreme conservative or right wing. I think in general, the legislature attempted to steer a middle-of-the-road course, which seems to me to be the correct one and the way it should be.
We've covered the general financial situation fairly well in prior broadcasts, Mr. Van Valkenburg. However, I think there might be some small matters of interest to our listeners. How about that new recording law?
Yes, there will be a new recording law, which will go into effect on September the 22nd, which is of considerable interest to those who purchase property after that date. It's been the practice of the Register of Deeds to record on a folio basis, that is, 20 cents for each 100 words. Now these offices have installed photostatic equipment which can take a full page just as easily. Under the new rules as required by this law, the charges will be 50 cents for any paper up to a half page, $1 for over a half page to a full one, and 75 cents for each second page. Now, however, no page can contain more than 1,000 words and cannot carry type of less than 8 point.
I believe that important changes have been made in regard to the meeting of the Board of Review on tax assessments. That's a pretty complicated matter. Can you explain it a little bit, Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes, I think I can give some idea, which will be of interest to the general public, as it certainly is very important to our taxpayers. As probably all of our listeners know, the Board of Review has been meeting the last 2 weeks in May for a review of assessments and to listen to any protests by owners who feel that their particular assessment is out of line. Recently, there was a decision of the Supreme Court of Michigan to the effect that taxes must be based on the equalized value of the property instead of the actual assessed value. Therefore, we had an impossible situation, especially for cities. Without being too technical, the listeners should know that the Board of Review will now meet in March instead of May. Therefore, any protests of owners will have to be made at that time, or it will be too late. Supervisors will make their assessments as of January 1st instead of April 1st. However, they may do their actual field work in the fall before snow is on the ground if they desire to do so. To repeat to the important item, the property owners should remember that the Board of Review will meet in March instead of May. Perhaps I should add, Dr. Dunbar, that the governor has not as yet signed these bills, but more than likely will do so.
Well, now that brings up an interesting point, the point of some of the bills that the governor has vetoed. One of the bills that had quite a lot of interest both in Grand Rapids and in Kalamazoo was the bill to regulate bottle clubs, which the governor vetoed. Would you care to comment on the governor's veto of that bill, Mr. Acker?
Well, Dr. Dunbar, we worked and studied on that bill for a long time, and I had an awful lot of complaints, and I can see no reason under the sun why that should be vetoed. The people don't want those out in the country, and I don't see but what it should have been passed by the governor.
The governor said it was unconstitutional, didn't he?
Yes, he said it was unconstitutional, but that was technical, I thought.
Well, could anything be done about it to change it, Mr. Van Valkenburg, if it were unconstitutional?
Yes, it certainly could. There was nothing more than an excuse, and that particular error could have been remedied on the 23rd when we went back. As a matter of fact, we've had other bills where exactly the same thing happened. We would recall the bill and correct the error by an amendment and return it to the governor. So there's no reason why that couldn't have been done on the 23rd.
Another bill that the governor vetoed had quite a lot of interest around here. That was the bill which would have placed a tax of $1 a gallon on imported wine. There are a lot of grapes growing around here, Mr. Acker, in the rural areas in Kalamazoo and Van Buren County. What effect is that going to have on the grape growers?
Well, there's a lot of grapes growing in my district, and I feel very much put out to think that that would be vetoed, because the wine from California will come in here and be sold at a cheaper price than we can manufacture it, and it'll put our grape growers out of business, as far as I can see.
Well, now, as I understand it, you can't make this high-potency wine, this so-called fortified wine, out of Michigan grapes. Is that true?
That's right. Our Michigan grapes only make a 16% potency, and it's handled by all these grocery stores and so forth.
And this would have placed $1 a gallon tax on California wines in order to give Michigan wines some chance to compete with them. Is that correct?
That's right. And I had a letter from a California senator asking me to be sure and oppose the bill because, he inferred that he wanted to ship his wines into this state.
Now, another item that has had some publicity is the increase in cost of litigation, especially for attorney fees. Is this, Mr. Van Valkenburg, an actual increase, as the news stories seem to indicate?
No, that is not an actual increase for the attorney fees. These fees are set by statute, many of them set over 50 years ago. What it will do, it would merely shift the expense of litigation from the winning to the losing party. Now to illustrate. The attorney fee for a suit in the justice courts for many years has been $5, but the attorney might charge his client, say, $25. Therefore, the winning party would have to pay $20 from his own pocket, even though he won the suit. This legal fee by the new law will be increased from $5 to $10, which would, in the case which I have used for illustration, leave $15 for the winning party to pay. Now, the same would apply to most all of the other courts in a very similar manner.
I see. Well, now we have just a few moments left, and I wonder if either one of you gentlemen would like to comment to conclude with on the general results of the legislative session. Mr. Acker, you've sat in quite a few of these legislative sessions. Did you think the last legislature measured up to previous ones? Do you think the accomplishments were what you expected or hoped for?
No. Dr. Dunbar, I don't. I thought there was more politics in this legislature than I ever saw in the last 10 years that I've been there.
That's a very interesting observation, Mr. Van Valkenburg.
Yes, I agree with that conclusion of Mr. Acker's. We certainly have to watch things at all times. Now, in conclusion, Dr. Dunbar, I would like to say this. I know that this program has been very interesting to the citizens of southwestern Michigan, and I want to thank the Fetzer Broadcasting Company for carrying it on the part of the legislature and also on the part of the public, as I'm sure they have found it very interesting and stimulating to their thought.
Thank you very much, Mr. Van Valkenburg, and thank you, Mr. Acker.
You have been listening to The Lawmakers, presented each week by this station in the public interest. Our guests today were State Representatives Ural S. Acker and Wade Van Valkenburg of Kalamazoo. We invite you to be with us again next week at this same time for another program of The Lawmakers. This program was transcribed by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.